This is Wade Brethke with the Chief Organizer's Report. More elite whining. Tut, tut. Let's shed a big, fat crocodile tear for the elites here and abroad. Their secretive real estate transactions are on their way to being more transparent, both in the U.S. and Britain. Their private law firms, corporate filings, and bank accounts have been exposed by whistleblowers and hackers. Their legacy admissions are under fire at Harvard and other expensive private universities. All of this is almost as bad as when they started having to allow women and non-white members in their private clubs. No worries, really, given the huge gap between them and the rest of us. They can take quite a few hits, given how lofty their pedestals. All of which makes a big dust-up within the elites across the pond kind of bizarrely humorous. Nigel Farage is a daft right-wing firebrand in the United Kingdom and wherever people don't turn the page quickly or change the channel in Europe. He was credited as a primary architect of Brexit, which took Britain out of the European Union, and a short-lived party over there called UKIP, United Kingdom Independence Party, which scared some of the other elites for a bit until it booted and was bored by the voters who have increasingly felt buyer's remorse over the whole leave thing. Farage's stock has fallen post-Brexit. He showed up in the ranks of the Trump reporters in 2020, but otherwise, like so many, disappeared in the pandemic when all of us had more important things to worry about. He's back, though, in a strange, it could only happen to the elite kind of tempest in a teapot. Turns out he'd been a customer of an old-line fancy-pants British bank, Coutts, founded in 1692, whose continuing claim to fame is that it is the bank of choice for the royals. The bank seems to have concluded that Farage's extremist profile was a reputational problem for them and booted him out. Having a personal grievance, he seized a platform on the front pages to complain and hooted and hollered about his closed account there. Prime Minister claimed that no one should be barred from using basic services for their political views. Free speech is the cornerstone of our democracy. All of us down here, still standing on green earth, know that's poppycock. Free speech and private enterprise, much less private banking, have nothing whatsoever to do with each other. If anyone has ever opened a bank account and bothered for a minute to read the fine print, they would know they can be terminated as a customer at the whim of the bank for virtually any reason. There's no grievance procedure or reason given. There's no reversal available in court. Banks here and there can claim reputational concern and you're gone. Or they can claim nothing whatsoever and give you 30 days to find another place for your business. In truth, I'll bet Nigel and the rest of the bluebloods over there and over here know this only too well. Most people booted from banks would zip their lips and move on. Being a bit of a controversial figure myself, I could tell you some stories, if I wanted. In Nigel's case, the chief executive of Coutts' parent company, NatWest Group, had to resign because she blabbed about his personal account to the BBC radio network. That's a no-no that even prompted some sympathy from Sir Keir Starmer, head of the Labour Party, who was willing to circle the wagons around Nigel for this breach of the elite's code of omerta. At least in the USA, when Trump gets booted by a bank, it's largely because he doesn't pay them back or on his loans. And to his credit, maybe more than the code of the scammer, than some sense of privilege, he just finds another sucker bank. If they have deep pockets, they'll always find another place to put their money. Pity the poor elites. I don't think so. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.